Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast, Sunday Morning Inspirational Call. Again, another Sunday we are here, and just truly continuing to embrace all that God, brings before us, because we've been talking about when family betrays you, and, the first thing you have to remember is, how would God want us to respond to betrayal? We're talking about when family betrays us, but we've all been betrayed by someone. It may not have been a family member per se, but it's been somebody that we were connected to. It could have been maybe someone that we not consider a friend, but it's just someone that we work with. How do we go forward in doing things in a way that always gives God the glory in the way that we respond? So we tend to have that response to where we want to get back at that person. And, in the end, I think we talked about this, that just means that we're falling into the trap of Satan, just like the person who betrayed us. So it's important that we remember forgiveness, because it's inevitable, for us in the body of Christ, and I think just all around in general. So that's something that we need to practice. We need to walk in each and every day, because it really shows who we are. It shows where we are, and it really, again, you have to remember, it's not about us. It's about giving God the glory in and throughout our life, each and every day. The things that we tend to take for granted, we talk about the fruit of the Spirit, and, forgiveness just falling in line with that. So just for so many different things that have come up against us, how do we respond to that? Not how we want to respond, but how should we respond, according to the Word of God and what God commands us to do, and just also, I think this was posed, it's like, what would Jesus do, and how exactly would he respond to being betrayed, and we've learned so much about that. And it's just, it's vital that we understand those things and just continue to grow in God's word so we can continue to know, how it is that God would want us to respond. But more importantly, just to be reminded of those things each and every day. So again, when family betrays you is what our discussion is about on this morning. And at this time, we would like to welcome in our leader, Mr. Talius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Ms. Latoya.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, yourself?
I'm doing wonderful as well, thank you.
Good deal. You want to go ahead and open us up with prayer, please?
Our Father and our God, we come before you on this morning to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, for just waking us up on this morning, dear Father, for allowing us to just be here in your presence, dear God. We ask that you would just help us to be open and receptive so that we may receive all of you, dear Father, and we can be focused to take what we've learned to go out and be intentional with sharing with others, dear God, so we can bless them in the way that you called us to do. We thank you for continuing to provide this platform, and Father, we ask that you would just bless our leader on this morning, that everything that he shares and touch our hearts, dear God, so that we can go forward and continue to serve you in spirit and in truth. We thank you and we praise you on this morning in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. All right, so we're talking about when family betrays you. Okay, that's important to catch that. When family betrays you. Ms. Latoya just gave a great illustration and analogy as to what is it that we should do when we're betrayed by family. And that's one of the things that, you know, is the ultimate question. My response to us would be, what is it that God does when we betray him?
Oh, amen.
How does heaven respond to our betrayal? Does God cut you off? Does God not deal with you ever again? How does this work? So see, pride, the very thing that Bob, you know, love is not proud. Pride, the very thing that God said we should deny. Before we pick up our cross and follow him, we'll say something different. When people show you who they are believing, why is that? Why every time you hear that, the individual who says it or the sting of it is supposed to be towards someone else? Why isn't when people, you know, show you who they are, you should believe them? Why does it never apply to the person who's saying it?
Yes. So true.
So when you didn't show God who you was, why didn't you say, you know, when I show God who I was, he should believe me? Oh, why do we come up with the excuse, but God knows my heart? He does. Do you know it? He clearly says it. The heart is readily wicked in the Bible. That's how much he knows it. He knows it. He knows his creation. The heart is readily wicked. In other words, without us transfiguring, we're going to be in a wicked state. Without us having a heart transplant, we're going to be, in other words, without us being born again, we will be readily wicked at all times.
Amen.
By the renewing of your mind, your mind is your heart. That means replacing the old with the new. But why is it that when we show God who we are, it's never us showing God who we are? That's interesting.
Yes, it is.
In other words, we never want to consider the fact that we have betrayed God, and we do it very often.
Yes, we do.
We can comb out betrayal when others betray us, others in our family betray us. But we can't comb it out when we betray God. Then betrayal looks a little different. See, when someone betrays us in the family, that means they go against the grain. That means they do things that's unbecoming, things that they shouldn't do, things that they know are not pleasing to the appetite of our relationship. That's not what we do. It's an unwritten rule. You know, cousins don't do this. They don't date the same person. That's betrayal. But when it comes to the landscape of defining betrayal between us and God, because God can never betray us. Now, some people are foolish to think so. But the ultimate thing is, we betray God. So how should God respond to betrayal? Since we respond a certain way, should God follow suit with us, or should we follow suit with him? That's interesting, people.
Yes, it is.
How do we respond to it? You do know that the Bible clearly says, do not withhold any good gift from those who deserve it. Any good thing from those who deserve it. You do know that a talent, gift, talent, same thing.
Right.
Okay. As we read, Joseph had a gift. Joseph could interpret dreams, people. Y'all, that's big. Don't know if you understand it, but if somebody can interpret a dream, that's big. Because, you know, we be having dreams, we don't know what's going on.
Right.
God's trying to tell me what's going on.
Mm.
that's big, to have an interpretation granted to you through the one who was sent from God. Here's the thing. If you can smother God's gift and not present it, you don't think that's called betrayal to God? You may think that you're hurting a family member or that they're hurting you. But you do understand it don't stop nothing, huh?
Yes, that is correct.
You know that?
Yes.
The Bible said, blessed are those who are, yeah, I remember this, persecuted.
Yes, sir.
For my name's sake. Persecution is an unfair treatment. How does heaven respond to you unfairly treating it? How do you respond when family betrays you? How do you respond when your family unfairly treats you bad? Not even warranted. They just treat you bad. How do you respond? Do you cut them off? Now, if you can cut off, I need y'all to hear this, because life is a gift, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Just because we betrayed God, you still woke up this morning?
Amen.
See, this is where it gets interesting. Talking about when family betrays you, it gets real interesting. If you can turn on and turn off the gift of God, what God do you think you have in you? Watch this, what I'm about to say again. We talk about betrayal, right? When family betrays you, good. Let us talk to God then. Let's just say for a second you are God's counselor. So, Jesus, God, Holy Spirit, when your family betrays you, who's my family? Uh-oh. So you're part of the family of God, right? So what happens when you betray God? If you can turn on and off his gift that God gave you, you know, withhold it from people that deserve it. I'm talking to everybody. People think you're specifically talking to one person. No, I'm talking to everybody.
Yes.
Don't look around the room. You got to look within. Look at yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Yeah. If you can turn off the gift that God gave you, you then position yourself as Lucifer tried to position himself above God. That means I have the power to deny God access.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Joseph couldn't help himself. Let me show y'all something. See, here's a great analogy. Now I want y'all to catch this because it's in the Bible. You remember in the Garden of Gethsemane? There was a place where ludicrous. There was a place where Judas kissed Jesus on the cheek. Was it worth it for you to betray me, Judas? There was a place where the army, the soldiers came and took Jesus. You don't think that Jesus knew they was coming to take? He laid down his life. In other words, go ahead and do what you got to do. Well, you know God could have destroyed the whole earth. You do know this, right? You do know that, hold on. Y'all do know that when Paul and Silas was in the prison, singing praises to God when they was in prison, locked up, hands shackled, feet shackled. But see, the thing is, betrayal don't stop there. Because see, it was within. You do know if their praises shook the earth, that was God on earth. You don't think God could have destroyed this whole thing? I just want y'all to know this. Boy, y'all better catch this and catch up. When family betrays you, huh? Nothing don't happen outside of God's will. It's not coincidence. If Paul and Silas can sing it and the earth move, that was God in the flesh. You don't think that he could have just started and crumbled this whole thing?
Yeah.
I want y'all to know about power. Because, see, power overcomes betrayal. He let them do what they had to do.
Yeah.
Let me show you how deep your betrayal is. Go ahead and handle your business, but I'm going to overcome it. In other words, you think that you're putting me in a hole, like Joseph.
Okay.
But in other words, you do know that any plant, any tree, anything that's worthwhile, hold on. Why you think that people, when they go, when God called them, why you think their plant is 6 feet under, I want you to hear something. Somebody say they're on top of the ground. You know what I'm talking about. They're just, okay, cool. But watch this. You got to be planning before you rise, right? That's why the flesh stays down, because it's what men's right in the first place.
Right.
See, when betrayal strikes and you stay down, it says something. But I do believe that you got to be planted, Joseph, before you can rise.
Amen.
When family betrays you, don't get mad. Now we're going to see what you really got in you. Because if God be in you, you got to rise. Lazarus?
Yes. Amen.
Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, where he prayed, I'm sorry, y'all, that where he prayed, he prayed, I need to catch up to speed. Remember his boys, his disciples, was what he said, stay up.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't even stay up.
Right.
They fell asleep. But it's funny how Mary and Martha, they was mad at Jesus. Basically saying, why you betrayed us? Mary and Martha, don't worry. I came right on time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I came right on time. Where Lazarus at? You don't think Jesus knew where Lazarus was?
Okay.
Boy, ain't it funny how you tell your child to do something, but you already, know how to do it. You just want them, or you race against your child, and you kind of let them win. But see, betrayal goes deeper than you just hurting people. Betrayal can be that you're not letting people grow through you. You better catch what I'm telling you. You better catch what I'm telling you now. Oh, betrayal is big. It's widespread. A lot of people's mind, because we got that finite mind, meaning we're limited. And it only goes so far. But you got to stretch your radius. Where Lazarus at? He just wanted them to communicate with him. We family, right?
Yeah.
Watch this now. Lazarus was sleeping. He said, get up, and Lazarus got up. Who you think he is talking to, Lazarus' flesh? Or Lazarus' spirit, man? His soul. See, the thing is, when you got deep connections with God, you're the family of God. Who's my family? Those who follow me? Who follow the will of my Father? With family. See, when you have deep connections, you can't do nothing but respond to the word of God. Lazarus had to get up. His disciples walked with him and didn't get up. They didn't stay up. You see the difference?
Yes, sir.
Ain't it something? But Jesus didn't cry when his family betrayed him, his boys, his disciples, when they betrayed him. He didn't cry. As a matter of fact, how he responded to betrayal, because some people only see Judas. I see 12 disciples that betrayed Jesus.
Right.
Judas was the one that put him on the cross, though. Actually, he put himself on the cross, but he just let it go happen to Judas. You don't understand what I'm saying. See, God allowed the flesh to happen because it happened spiritually, when Lucifer tried, but he didn't accomplish. In other words, Jesus' life shows us how our life will be, and he shows you how to respond. He did not kill Judas. Judas killed himself.
Yes.
But don't get mad at Judas now, because he had disciples that wouldn't even pray with him.
Mm.
Think that's a form of betrayal?
Yes.
Don't get mad at your dad or your mama. Yeah. For not giving you money, and you say that you work for it, and they betrayed you, all the stuff that you've done for them. Don't get mad at your brother or your sister. But what about the other family that's betrayed you, that you done swept the stuff under the rug? Because you like them more, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
We only see Judas as the bad one. Well, they had Peter. You know, Peter was crazy, huh?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
He just denied Jesus three times more than that, but his illustration showed you three, huh?
Right.
At that moment. You don't think that was betrayal?
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
He denied Jesus three times, and Jesus asked him, did you love me three times? He got furious to a certain degree and said, why did you keep asking me this?
Mm-hmm.
He was the same amount of times that you denied him.
Right.
Think it back for a second. Everybody that done betrayed you, have you ever betrayed them? Now, see, I told you our minds don't go that far because we don't look at the things that we've done to betray people. But do you understand when you withhold a gift from God, you're betraying people? In other words, when you withhold your niceness, your kindness, love is not jealous, boastful, nor rude. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not insist in its own ways. It's not proud. Hopes all things, endures all things, bears all things. You don't think that's a gift from God? So when you withhold it from those, be careful how you entertain a stranger because you never know when you're entertaining an angel. You don't think that when you're withholding the basics that are so prominent, so valuable, in the kingdom of heaven, you don't think that when you withhold that, you are betraying family? First and foremost, I'm talking about family and God. So how should God respond to you? Remember, he said the same way you treat them, he's going to treat you.
Yes, that's right.
You do know that, right? What you have done to the least of them, you have also done unto God. You think you're betraying someone, or you think that you betray. See, here's the beautiful thing. When you actually get in God's face, in God's spirit, you understand that when people betray you, you can dry your little tears. And I did say your little tears because that's a life theme. Because, see, they think their attack is against you when it's actually against God. They just don't understand it.
Right. That's right.
Come on. The world even say that. They think they hurt me. They hurting themselves. So with that being said, don't you know that people can be trying to purposely hurt you, but it's only because of the spirit that you house?
Yes.
They don't know the attack. They just see you. They didn't know they was hurting God. They didn't know they was attacking God when they was attacking Jesus.
Yeah.
People in the world don't understand the things of
God.
So you got to smile. And I ain't talking about listening to no little Duvall. You got to smile. You know why you smile? The Bible says to count it all joy. Joy means I have an understanding. I have hope. I have hope. No betrayal doesn't feel good. However, look at what he said. Look at the promise of God. Yeah, I know I'm close to my family. They didn't betray me. But I didn't betray them too. So how can I get mad at them when they never cut me off? As a matter of fact, even if they cut me off, how can I get mad at them when God never cut me off?
Right.
You definitely betrayed him. Sin is betrayal. Don't you know you can betray somebody and not even know it?
Indeed. Yes.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
He said make room for one another sin. Or certain things you just can't forgive. Tell me what you can't forgive. And I'm going to show you a lie. Oh, I got you right there, Mr. Carl. The Bible says, blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, God cannot forgive. That means in his current state. That don't mean that just because you did it, he won't forgive it. He says, born again. That means he forgive all those things that were. I'm talking about in the state that you're in right now. If he should call you, that's where you're going to be.
Yes.
When family betrays you. You don't think that's a form of betrayal when people misinterpret the word of God? See, misinterpretations happen when you do something that you shouldn't be doing. That's why I thank God for Joseph. That was his talent and his gift.
Yes.
In other words, why are you trying to interpret something when that's not the talent and the gift you have? Even if you have a question about it, what would Jesus do? The world gave you that one. You don't understand it?
Yeah.
So how could you interpret the word of God wrong. All you got to do is make sure heaven benefits, not you.
Amen. Amen.
I'm trying to give you all the simplest form to get there when family betrays you. In other words, it's necessary for the growth of the one who says they're going to follow God. Because remember, he said, shoot, following me ain't easy.
That's right.
Any man who puts his hand to the plow and takes it up and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. In other words, if you say you in God's family and you bought God's business on Sunday, but Monday through Saturday you acting a jack behind, that means you got your hand in a pot of God called I'm a work in faith. But then you looking back at your old self and old ways and you doing what the world does, see, you're not fit. Huh? You talking about when people betray you. You don't think that's betraying God? Now all of a sudden you don't have nothing else to do. You don't have no work. Now all of a sudden we ain't God today, right? Now we holy, right? Now we want to be motivated, right? So everything is about you, huh?
Yes.
You don't think that's betrayal?
Yes, it is. Yes, sir.
Let me show you how much it's betrayal. Because you said out your own mouth, in your own little way, you said God first. Now how in the heck is God first? And it's all about you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get that one. I'm trying to figure that one out.
Yes.
How is God first and it's all about you? You don't think that is betrayal? That is betrayal. Because by your own words, you know how some people split and say, well, I ain't put it on paper. I don't have no contract. But even the natural judge say, huh? The natural judge say a verbal agreement. Here's a contract.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what we say, well, you can't prove it. God can.
Yeah.
But you'll let your betrayal go as long as you want it to go, if that's what you should think. So what do you do when people betray you? They can turn off, turn on the gift of God. No, if you can turn off and on the gift of God, yeah, he may have given it to you, but you never gave him authority over
it. Mm-hmm.
Well, let me show y'all something right quick. When family betrays you, watch this. Little story. Man gave a homeless man some money, $10 to be exact. The homeless man didn't have nothing. He was in the presence of God, and God told him to give, and he gave. So he went along in his pocket. He dug deep. Okay? He first pulled out some lint, got beyond that, and pulled out the $10. He didn't do it reluctantly. He gave it to him wholeheartedly. Went up to it. Didn't have no cell phone. Didn't have no audience. Just gave it to the man. Hey, here's the $10. But he also gave him some instruction. He said, hey, with this money, the only thing that I ask is that you don't do drugs with it. The man said, what do you mean by that? That you don't purchase any drugs with it. Why don't you spend this money on something to eat? And he put his hand in the other man's hand and gave him the money. Okay? And he was walking away. As he turned to walk away, the homeless man stood up. He said, sir, let me tell you something. He said, now that you have given me this money, the only thing that I ask you to do is never to tell me what to do with my money.
Okay.
Y'all don't think that's a form of betrayal?
Yes.
Come on, y'all. Boy, I wish I had Star 5 where everybody can talk.
Yes.
Huh? Y'all don't think that's a form of betrayal?
Yes.
How could he do such a thing? That's betrayal, huh? He gave it to you.
Right.
All he did was tell you what not to do with it. And you're going to sit up here and tell this man. Oh, Lord, somebody say, I ain't stupid. I know what Mr. Clark did. I'm glad you did.
Mm-hmm.
Because the homeless man didn't get up until he was empowered. Then
right.
He has to pray. But let me flip this. How do you respond to betrayal? How do you respond to when your family betrays you? This homeless man is us, y'all, if you didn't see it. Huh? The money is life, if you didn't know it. The man who gave it to him is God. Now, see what I'm saying? So this life that you have is not your own, but you respond to God by telling him, what you mean? I can't do with what I want to. And then somebody else who's homeless tell you, it's yours. Do what you want to do. Your life. Live your best life. Live your best life. Do what you do in your life.
Yes.
That ain't your life. Just like that wasn't his money.
Amen.
This ain't your life. So when you live the way that you want to live in your life, Mr. DJ tell you that all the time. God laughs at our plans. Since he laughs at our plans, he laughs at the life who's outside of him, right? Although he gave it to you. He instructed to you what to do with it. Now, we'll say, hold on, but I don't tell God what I'm not going to do. You don't got to tell somebody. You do have people who don't say a word but still do what they do. What's the difference?
Yes, sir.
What's the difference, Ms. Latonya?
No difference at all.
Because I do believe, I'm glad I got to that point. Let me show y'all a little scripture. I know I got to throw out a little scripture every now and again, huh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And look what the Bible says, people. 1 Timothy 5 and 8. The Bible says, but if anyone, can you read that one, Ms. Latonya? I'm going to let you get that for a second. Y'all, it's 1 Timothy 5 and 8. Go ahead and write that down. Okay? 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. What you got, Ms. Latonya?
The scripture reads, anyone who does not provide for their relatives, and especially for their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
So when we deny, family. When we don't provide for family, those in God, boy, are we worse than an unbeliever, the Bible says.
Mm.
That's why it's amazing. The man gave him the money.
Yeah.
He didn't say that, oh, Lord, tell me before I give it to you what you're going to do with it.
Mm.
Don't talk crazy afterwards. Why are we talking to God crazy with our life? Our life speaks for us. Actions speak louder than words. Remember that. You said it right. Cool. Use your own words, not use your own words against you. Look, when family betrays, okay, cool. Why are we telling God, shoot, this is mine. I'm going to do what I want to do. You don't think that's an ultimate form of betrayal? When someone gives you something, something you didn't even earn, something you know nothing about, and you betray them? Watch this. God gave it to you, and he said, do not withhold any good thing from those deserving. So since you're a good person, how do you withhold your kindness from people that deserve it? Well, I don't think they deserve it. Who are you to discern what deserves what? You're not God. So we consciously we say stuff like, they don't have a heaven nor a hell. But when you say somebody deserve and don't deserve, that's you placing somebody in heaven and somebody in hell.
That's right.
That's up for daddy.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is treat everybody right. You said it in the song, but did you mean it? I'm going to treat everybody. Did you mean that? So now we just be talking. Betrayal. Lying. In God you said that. You didn't even know the song until you heard them say it all the time. Well, y'all know I love to talk. Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Ain't that something?
It is.
Read the scripture one more time, 1 Timothy.
Scripture reads, anyone who does not provide for their relatives, and especially for their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
So we can treat everybody else right. Y'all never seen their relatives? Family?
As with us.
They treat strangers better than they treat you.
Oh, yes, sir.
They treat the church better than they treat you. Oh, Lord, Mr. Carr talking about the church. That's what he talked about.
Yes.
God talked about that too, Hello?
Yes, he did.
I'm saying, did he not?
Mm-hmm. He did.
You got that scripture, Ms. Latonya? I think that's in Timothy 2 where he talks about the church You got to be able to provide for your family before you can do it in the church, huh? You got that one?
Pulling it up, Mr. Corner.
Yeah, hold on. Watch this now. First Timothy 3:5, y'all got it. If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? You don't think that's a form of betrayal?
Yes,
if anyone, 1 Timothy 3:5, go ahead and double check me. If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of the church? You don't think that's a form of betrayal? We treat things better than we treat family. Watch this. Family that I'm talking about, the family in God, what God calls family.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great form of betrayal. You're not even fit for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
You know the people that bust the church down, but treat their aunties and uncles horrible, their cousins and sisters and brothers horrible, parents horrible, but they'll be the first ones in church.
Right.
I know uncle don't do nothing but beg, but that's in your family, huh? How can you take care of somebody else and you can't even take care of your own family? Watch this ultimate form of betrayal. Catch what I'm telling you. How can you do that? You don't know that the church that you're taking care of, you don't know if your pastor was ever a beggar in their life?
Yes.
Lord, have mercy.
Yes, indeed.
You know what the problem is? Oh, I'm going to tell you the problem. The problem is we put our family in the hole like Joseph was put in the hole.
Yes, we do.
Because if that's your family, help them out. That don't mean that you have to give them finances. Give them what Peter and I forgot who was with Peter that day when they walked outside of the gate of Beautiful and his friends dropped him off.
Yes.
Why you not empower them? You got God in you. How can you not empower them with the word of God?
Amen.
So you don't think you're betraying God? Now, hold on. I just read to you scripture. I mean, bust the church wide open. You will give to a homeless person.
Yes.
I gave them $20. But you won't give your own family $20 because I know what they're going to do with it. And God knew what you was going to do with your life and he still gave it to you.
Yes. Amen.
Boy, that is crazy, y'all. I mean, cock-eyed crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But we think we got it going on because nobody chin-checked you. That is a form of betrayal. You're going to get mad at me. I told you I'm built for this.
Yeah.
That is betrayal. And you're not coming up against me. You got something to say about it? You're coming up against God. I just read to you the word of God.
Amen.
And I stand on it. Hmm? That's absolutely amazing, huh?
Yeah.
But we talk about how people then betrayed us. And you withholding the gift from God, you're betraying him and them. Joseph couldn't help himself. Even in prison. I'm trying to tell y'all something. Just said this the other day, Miss Latonya. When family betrays you, how you respond? You're going to respond, shoot, it's evident. It's evident. But do understand how you respond to them, God's going to respond to you.
Yes. Yes, sir.
They hurt me. I don't deal with them no more. God ain't going to deal with you no more. You don't think you done hurt God? Much worse than they hurt you?
Much.
Just because they slept with your husband, please don't think that your sin, their sin towards you outweighs yours towards God. Please don't ever think that. Remember, they don't have a heaven or hell, so which one outweighs with? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
If y'all didn't know, it's one thing to fight on the street against somebody in your neighborhood. It's another thing to fight a police officer or a judge. One carries much more consequence. I need you to hear me. I need y'all to hear me. Don't think that the police officer is strong. No, individuals just know who they're fighting against. That's why they don't swing back hard, because they know the implications. You understand what I'm telling you?
Yes.
Okay. Boy, it gets good, Ms. Latonya.
Yes, it does. Indeed.
Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
I want to hear that. So betrayal is real.
It is.
How do you respond to it? How should God respond to it? How can you turn off the gift that God has given you? We talk about being authentic and genuine. Well, y'all know what real leather is. I use this example to the crew. If it was real authentic leather, it don't matter how many people get on it, soiled up and this, that, and other, that leather going to remain.
Yeah.
If it's real gold, it's not going to tarnish. So if it's a real Christian, you're not betraying God. You shouldn't move.
Yeah.
I'm unmovable. I'm anchored. My soul is anchored in the Lord. Good. Why, when the storms keep on raging in your life, huh? You go from nice to mean. You tell people I'm going to respond to you how you respond to me. I thought the golden rule says do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But you enforce the silver rule talking about, well, I didn't do them nothing. Or you enforce the mirror rule that says what you do to me, I'm going to do to you. But Bible says, vengeance is not yours. So why are you doing to them what they did to you? See, somebody's betraying God, but then you say you ain't God. That is the ultimate form of betrayal. You know why? Because stop calling yourself a Christian when you got other people who don't know God and they think that's how Christianity looks like. You are the problem.
Yeah.
The weakest.
Yes, sir.
Problem is God will turn you over to a reprobate mind. Reprobate mind meaning that you don't even think that you're sinning.
Yes.
In other words, you don't see nothing wrong with your lifestyle.
Right.
You don't think that's betrayal?
It is.
And confusion, all mixed in one bag, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're genuine, that means no matter how you pressed, because adversity shows true character. If you're real in God and you God is your family, you will never betray. So why is it that when you pressed, your leather turned to fakeness? It flakes up. It rips. Because what's genuine don't ruin.
Amen.
That means if you said you was Christian and you about loving and being peaceful and kind and stuff like that, well, God working on me. Cool, since he's still working on that leather sofa, don't you hit the showroom floor. Don't present yourself as if you are the one as an example. You need to be hush-hush and shut your mouth and stay under construction.
Right.
How long have you been working on that leather sofa? Huh? For how long?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I'm glad you understand that. If somebody had items that you paid for, because God paid it all, remember. So if he paid for it already, so you paid for your item, why are they still working on a sofa that should have been fixed in 2 weeks? They've been working on it for 20 years? Something ain't right with that person who's working on it. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the ultimate form of betrayal because we try and work on our life as opposed to give it to God. That's the doggone problem.
Yeah, sir.
That's the doggone problem. You still under construction. I'm talking to all those people. I'm one person talking to all those people. You could. Talking to you. You under construction after all these years? That's because God never had control of it. Because you can't tell me what God can't fix.
Amen. Amen.
You keep on putting your little leather on, and that's why I keep on cracking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm real. What you real about?
Yes.
You the realest thing that Satan created? Because realness in God says, I won't betray him. I can't betray him because what's in me. Just like Lazarus, he said, get up, I got to move. When he told his disciples to stay up, them Negroes did not stay up because although he was with them, he wasn't in them.
Amen.
Or they quenched it. They quenched it. Ooh-wee. Ain't that something? Many are called, but few are chosen. You know why? Because the few that are chosen don't betray God. They live a life of God, so when he calls, they know what they're listening for. They respond accordingly. I just wanted to give y'all that example when family betrays you. Huh? Because you can't turn on and off the gift of God. If it's in you, regardless of what you're in, it got to come out.
Yes, sir.
If it be from God. You think you're hurting people, but I ain't even going to do their taxes. You hurting yourself. You hurting yourself. I ain't going to do their taxes. They ain't do nothing for me. And you didn't do nothing for God, but I do believe you woke up. Look at how he responds to your betrayal. Let us go ahead and pray, Ms. LaTonya.
our Father and our God, we come before you on this morning, Father, to say thank you. We thank you for allowing us to dwell here on this morning so that we can receive of you and your word. We thank you, Father, for just continuing to help us to grow so that we can understand what it is that you would have us to do, but not only that, dear Father, so that we can be totally committed to you, dear God, in all that we do. We thank you for your forgiveness. Yet we are so undeserving, dear Father, that you continue to love on us. You continue to show us the way that we ought to live, dear God. Even though we betray you, we betray others, dear Father. We ask that you will help us to walk in forgiveness, walk in love, dear God. At this time, we thank you for our leader. We thank you for the difference in ministry so that we can continue to grow together and walk the path of righteousness. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. All right, y'all have a great day, and we'll see y'all this evening at 8 p.m. Y'all have a great day.
Bye-bye.